First in Family.
I told y'all that was going to get longer, and it's going to be like 6 minutes by next year.
Dramatic pause. What that's really for, and I apologize for this, what that's really for is for all of the listeners of Finn Live to start poking their phones and tapping things and shaking things and going, what's going on? It says it's playing. So I apologize, loyal Finn Live app subscribers, for the shenanigans. We will try to keep them to a minimum moving forward.
Ish.
What's up, First In Fam? We're just hanging out with you guys on a Saturday. Saturday. For this Q&A. We had something to do yesterday.
We did. We got to go on a field trip.
Got to go on a field trip to the Tejas de Brahil. So good. One of my favorites. Absolutely worth planning a day around, eating a little coffee and hate, and coming home to two gigantic protein cakes, which is what I did yesterday, which is good. Had coffee and hate, a little shake in there, Texas, and protein cakes. And that's how you make it work.
Yeah.
Some guy got on my Instagram, and maybe he's a nice guy, I don't know. But he got on my Instagram, and he goes, Texas Day of Brazil is few and far between for me, but it's worth the 48-hour fast afterwards to make up for it. And I was like, bro, how terrible is your life?
Sounds miserable.
How terrible is your life? One, stupid. Two, not much on this whole planet, outside of maybe my wife, is worth a 48-hour fast.
And I'm never going to make you do that.
Three, there is no way on earth that I could consume 3 days of calories in a single sitting. And even if I could, I couldn't digest or absorb it. So,
that's just...
So, Instagram friend, you do you. And that's what I told him.
Acquaintance might be a better...
That's what I said, hey man, but if that works for you... Keep working, man. You must be happy with your results. You must be happy with your progress. And if you're happy, I'm happy for you. Because that is what it's all about. Personal choice. Let's get this thing going. Ian says, his wife and I are in the grocery store. Well, I hope aisle 7 heard me get a little spicy. What's going on? First FBU of the day. Link not working. Name not posted. FBU, I shall call you.
That's Emily.
Emily Roseman?
Yes.
Emily?
Your link is expired.
Your link is expired, but can she also, is she the one that's on the whole call? Or
yes.
Is that another FBU?
Same one.
All right, we got one. Give me a little -E, Emily, if you don't mind, so I can make sure I know who you be. Coach Kim is here with a big old hello. Nate is here. What's going on? What's up, everyone? How are you? Coach Amy with a little hello, my love nuggets.
Love nuggets.
Coach. Coach Kim says, 48-hour fast, I would die or need bail money.
Like,
I'm with you on the bail money.
It's ridiculous, guys. Like, I have an appointment next week. And on the phone, the woman was like, hey, I have a 7 a.m. or an 11 a.m. And I was like, well, 11's better because I don't want to wake up early enough to drive there for 7. And she goes, but you can't have coffee. And we don't want you to eat until after. And I was like... 7 is good because I have to fast all night when I sleep. Like, no 48 hours.
No. Coach Amy says, I don't really even like 48-minute fasts. There are very few things that I like for extended periods of time. Speaking of, we had an opportunity that closed on us. It closed. Where a friend of ours, very good friend of ours, let us know of an opportunity where we would have got to go on a what's known in the biz as a shakedown cruise, which is a cruise before they open it up. We had the opportunity to go be a part of history. Monumentous even.
Open
occasion.
Open up a new ship.
Open up a new ship for Virgin. The Resilient.
Brilliant.
The Brilliant. The Resilient is another one coming. To be among the first to sail even before the mermaiden voyage of the Brilliant. And guys, it was going to be in Greece, leaving out of Athens. And it was one hell of a deal, of an opportunity. And our friend said, you need to act quick because they're going to go with their limited numbers or whatever. She goes, the problem is airfare, right? It's not going to be cheap. Well, not going to be cheap is kind of an understatement, right? Flying to Athens isn't cheap, in case anybody's curious. It's much further than Barcelona, too. And then we started looking at it, and it was like 10 and a half to 11 hours sitting in coach for what would have been an awesome cruise, but a short cruise, like a six-day, five-night, I think. And we just running the math, trying to figure it out, making it work. We're like, you know, I don't know. It'd be my birthday. It'd be awesome. Whatever, whatever. And then it was like, yeah, sitting down for that long. We had to pass. Yeah. And that was only 10 and a half, 11 hours of being uncomfortable. And we didn't even have to fast. And I was like, nah. And Greece was involved. And then when we were still looking at it, she's like, hey, by the way, it's sold out. You can't
a day
go.
Later.
Yeah, a day later. So anyway, anywho, we're not going to Greece. So take that, fasters. I believe this is probably Emily again. I hate fasting from midnight for labs.
Yep.
Absolutely. Not good. Not good. Molly's here. What's going on, Molly? Good morning to you. Krista's here. Hey, y'all. Hey, ya. You know what I'm saying? I really need an E.
So that's...
Oh, this is why I need an E.
This is Jen.
Jen.
Parisi.
Parisi.
Mm-hmm. If Jen, I didn't say that right, Jen, let me know.
Yeah, let us know if we got your name wrong. So there's a link you can click so we can see your name, because right now you're showing up as FBU. So now, Emily, you get to put -E. Jen, you get to put -Jen after your comments, because if you say J, I'll probably get it wrong. Or click that link next time. But she goes, that's a lot of energy to consume in that amount of time. Hard to digest, and yeah. What is being absorbed and what is not being absorbed. There's actually been some studies done, and it's literally called like it's limited based on the actual size and surface area of your alimentary canal and digestion rate. But you're not even able to absorb close to 3 days worth of food for the average person. And if you're a larger person that eats more food, then you can absorb a little bit more. But if you're a small little tiny person that doesn't eat a lot of food, then you have a smaller alimentary canal, ergo less surface area and a lower digestive rate. So I think it's in the neighborhood, don't quote me on this, of like 6K, maybe a little bit less than that. So if you're gonna burn it down, burn it all the way fucking down. I mean like 12, 13, 14,000 calories, because then you get freebie food, right? You know, that's how we hack our metabolism.
How do you feel?
Coming up later. Hacks.
After eating that much.
How do you feel? I'll tell you how you feel, Ann. Do you remember on the cruise where I gained 19 pounds?
Yep.
And I felt so bad I couldn't go to dinner?
Yeah.
That's how you feel.
Yeah.
When you eat like a total a-hole and you make it a challenge and you take all you can eat up as a contest, you feel miserable.
So something's playing and I don't know what is.
I have no idea what in the Christmas music
some
that
noise
was.
Just played and I don't know what that is. I'm going to make sure Porkchop doesn't have anything. But
that's kind of scary. That's like one of those Ring moments where all of a sudden...
Oh my God, he hits your slippers. he's laying on Jonathan's slippers. Guys, I couldn't figure out how to make these things play.
We could not get these things to play.
And he just laid on it and it played his Christmas slippers.
Dr. Dean, your slippers work. The Christmas music is going good.
I was looking
good.
For like a doll, like an Annabelle in the corner somewhere.
That was the vibe I went. You heard me like, what in the horror movie is going on? So Danielle is here. What's up, Danielle? How are you? Marianne is here in Folsom, California. Family getaway for a night, sitting in Red Robin waiting for dinner.
Nice.
Red Robin, yum. Can you believe I know the jingle, but I've never eaten at a Red Robin?
Never been there.
Every time we drive by one, I go, Red Robin, yum.
It's not a Florida thing where we're at.
There's one in Orlando. We see it when we go to that one hotel. Anyway. Ah, Emily, look at you. Click
Got
the link
it.
Again. They do expire, so thank you. John Con Jimmy, hello from Minnesota.
Hello,
we're
sir.
Sounding off. I dig it. That's Jen. Because I know she is from Florida.
Yes, it is.
Hello from Florida. Ian says, after 72 hours, my hunger mechanism shut off entirely. 30 days on water was my longest fast. Yeah, you can survive, especially when you're fat.
Yeah.
And I don't mean you. I mean period. When you're fat, you're carrying around a lot of extra calories. It's something I want to go into at one point when people are like, well, yeah, should I add calories back into my training? And the answer is you are in the form of body fat. Welcome to fat loss. So depending on your condition and what you have to offer and how much lean tissue you're willing to sacrifice and how much organ you want to give up as well, you could survive a long time without food. I don't recommend it. It sounds kind of stupid. And it's definitely not going to enhance performance.
No.
But don't try that with water because that ain't going to be good. So let's get into some questions, man. That's why we're here, right? We're here to answer the burning questions, the things that are on your mind that you want to put our minds together to talk about in the fam. And we got a few of them. We got a couple questions today. They all come from one individual. So, Krista, I hope you are still here. I know you said hello. And I hope you are ready to discuss the matters of metabolism, because we are here to try and shoot it straight. If anybody else has any other questions, you can drop in the comments and we will try to circle back. Easy for me to say.
Do you have a little stroke there? You good?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'm not gonna go there. I was gonna go somewhere, but I'm not gonna go there. So, question numero uno from Krista, who is?
There you go.
Red to go.
All right.
Red to go. Question number one. Metabolism. What is it and does it really matter?
This is a loaded question.
This is a great question. This is a great question. Metabolism. It's not a thing, if you will, as much as it is a combination of things. Your metabolism does not live in a spot in your body. It's not like your hypothalamus or your pituitary or your duodenum. You cannot take a finger and you cannot point to it. I cannot open you up via vivisection and locate it. I can frustrate my wife with my hand movements. That's
just
a fact.
I'm trying to be situationally aware and watch out for the hands.
Protect yourself.
I'll get a flying hand.
Protect yourself. But what your metabolism is more or less the result of an equation. An equation that is primarily consisting of two parts. One that builds and one that breaks down. Those two parts being known as catabolism and anabolism, or catabolism and anabolism, depending on potato, potato. I'm probably going to say it all kinds of different ways because I just don't really care. Catabolism is everything in life that breaks down tissue and uses energy. Anabolism is every single process that rebuilds tissue
and there requires energy. There are a lot of processes involved in these.
There are a lot of them. The end result of those two things, that the two main processes, is not necessarily, that is what metabolism is, but whether you're thriving, surviving, gaining, maintaining, losing, building, breaking down, tearing down, lifting up, is going to be the combination of those two processes in the end result. So that is metabolism. Any more deep dive of an explanation is going to require science and knowing what your background is, and we just don't have a lot of ability to do that in a one-on-one scenario, as we, shocked as you may be, are not professional educators, and this is not an educational institution. We do, however, have a link to a lovely textbook that will walk you through basic anatomy and physiology and all things digestion and metabolism, and will give you a clearer insight on all these workings. But that, in a nutshell, is what your metabolism is. And does it matter? I guess it just depends on how much you like living, right? Because it is essential for life. These processes, these balance, these yin and yang, this build and rebuild and recover and break down, that's how we live, right? So your metabolism is absolutely very, very important. It impacts every single facet of your existence. So it is definitely an important thing, and it does matter. Now, I think some of your other questions are kind of pointing towards what you mean by that, but we're just going from that general top down. So that's what your metabolism is, and yes, it absolutely matters. It matters a lot. So
if anybody wants the link to the textbook, it is in the member portal.
Under the resources.
Yep, under the resources. We're happy to let you know which one it is as well, because there are two under textbooks, not the book section, the textbook, because this is not funsy reading. And he said it's basic anatomy physiology. The book is a little more than basics.
Depends on what your level is.
Depending on what your knowledge
depends
level
on what your
is
background already. Is. If you've never taken any anatomy and physiology classes, it's going to read like Greek. If you're got your doctorate in nutritional sciences, it's going to be about 200 level text. Yeah. So it really depends on where you're at. Again, something we don't know. And, you know, it's kind of like in medic where they tell you by the end of the year, you're going to be a trace of drop blood around the body. And you're like, oh my God, I'll never get it. And then you realize, like, really, we're just dumb plumbing. Yeah. And it's not that hard. And then you realize, wait, that's just what they tell dumb medics. Kind of like Dunning-Kruger, right?
Containers, fluid, and a pump.
The more you learn,
that's all we are.
The more you realize you don't know anything.
Yeah.
This book will let you know one or the other, right?
If you do read it and get it, feel free to let us know.
I love
if
to talk about it.
Yeah, we've not had anybody get through the book.
Few people are using it to prop open doors.
Yeah.
Nick Raines was hitting it a page at a time for a while, but I think life got in the way. I don't know. I'll see him at Bagels. I ask him where he's at on the book. Nobody wants to book club it with me, but it's fun read.
It's not a book club book.
It ain't like Wheel of Time, I'll tell you that much. So I hope that helps clear up what metabolism is, and I hope that lets you know it does matter. All metabolisms matter. Next, get the heck out of here with these hacks.
This is one of my favorites.
Get the heck on. What? Get the heck on.
Hack all the things.
Heck. Krista asks, why is hack your metabolism a thing people are trying to sell me all the time? And I got two answers for this. One, as long as people are looking for the super secret and the shortcut to success and the easy way out.
Or for there to be something wrong with you that you need to hack or fix or change.
Someone will be there to sell it to them. So, there are no hacks. Yeah. The second part of that is, what you clicking on? You reading Goop? Are you clicking on all the clickbait? Because you're seeing these things all the time because paid ads are targeting you based on your search history by and large.
Or who you follow on Instagram and Facebook. If you follow people that buy into this, you're going to see their ads.
So this is something you can kind of do to insulate yourself from these things is stop reading the sensationalist stuff. Clear cookies, clear search history, and do all the stuff like this. It was like there was like a priest one time complaining about seeing nothing but naked underage girls on his TikTok. And then he got called out for going, you know they only serve you what you're watching all the time, right? And this guy kind of got in a little deep water like, I can't believe, look at all these things. It's like, dude, if you weren't spending time watching those things, you know what? You wouldn't get served them. So I'm not saying you're running around looking for hacks all the time, but when we click these ads, when we click these things, when we keep following up, somebody else is using their search history and cookies and building an ad based off a lookalike list.
And sometimes the people that you follow, some of these fit pros, right? Finspo people, they subscribe to this stuff. They talk about this. If they make a post about it and you read the post and you're following them, you'll see this. So it might be your circle as well.
And the thing is, too, is like maybe it's somebody that you think is reputable, and somebody else creates a lookalike audience for people that follow that. I hate the fact that I know how this stuff works, but I've read a lot of books on things. And literally, when you're building your ad base to run paid ads, you can create a lookalike list based off someone else's followers, based off their click history, based off what they like, what you list in your profiles as interests. All these things can get you targeted this stuff. So maybe at some point in your life, you were part of diet culture. And maybe those search histories and those patterns and all these stuff are sitting out in there. So there you go. Ooh, a little confirmation. Krista says, I helped our medical director write an article about thyroid meds and Ozempic, and I did a lot of searching. I think that may be why.
Oh, Ozempic. We're not even
very good, very good observation. Yeah. Incognito mode. So when you're doing research like that, browse in incognito. If you browse in incognito, it's not going to save your search history, and you'll be clear on that, and that might help save you some stuff. So that was just my little tangent into hacks and why do people try to sell them. They're trying to sell them to you because people are buying them. Who's this?
Gary Cummings.
Gary Cummings, GC. your link expired. But I can't stop watching Liver King. Then you can expect to be served up a bunch of BS because I tried to be as nice as I could to people that asked me questions about Liver King without really just wanting to reach through the screen and give them a slap upside their head. I'm like, do you think he's natural?
His face is redder than a tomato.
Just stop. The people that want to believe that shit want to still believe the Tooth Fairy is gonna give them some money under their pillow every freaking night. Guys, stop it. You know? But the reason, Krista, they keep trying to sell it to you is the same reason the Nigerian Prince scam still exists. And it's the same reason, you know, people are getting their Twitter profile stolen by having to log back in. Because it works. Because people are making hundreds of millions of dollars, just like the Liver King did, preying on people's innate desires to want an easy way out for a lifelong problem they are not willing to work towards fixing. Ergo, they are not worthy of the outcome they wish to receive. So, if somebody told you, hey man, you can have everything you ever wanted for the low, low, low price of $19.95, you've probably given them money before. And so that's why they do it. They're preying on people's desire for instant gratification and desire to want things easy, quick, now, fast, without having to put any work into it. And hey, that's a very profitable space to be in. Very profitable space to be in for people who don't really have the best ethics, in my opinion. So
I just realized that we're missing Anna Patterson. None of your comments are showing up on the screen. But I'm getting them on my phone. She said, where can I buy a faster metabolism with the winky face?
Nobody's selling that yet. There are a lot of places you can. Be careful because most of them are laced with fentanyl now. So you're going to want to be real careful when you try to buy your faster metabolism drugs.
Watch the drugs.
Because there's a good chance you're going to wake up dead. Because everything has fentanyl in it these days. Yeah. I keep getting Florida Beach photos in my feed. That's not from the Liver King.
Eric Morris.
That's not from the Liver King, Eric. Eric, there is a link next time you come in. If you click it, we'll be able to see you. If not, just put a little dash with your name so we don't miss you up. But yeah, man, that's not from the Liver King, brother. Good to have you here with us.
And I did say, I think I'm having issues with none of my comments showing up. If you can see this, let me know. I can see it. Scroll down on the comments. There you go.
Hey.
That one just showed up. Your first two did not show up. I mean,
super
showed up
weird
on your phone.
Super weird, right?
We got you now.
Technology. So, Krista, let me tell you what you can do. Let me tell you what you can do to hack your metabolism, right? You want to hack this thing? Let's get it hacked, right? How about sleep? Maybe we can hack our metabolism by sleeping enough, right? So we can recover, so we can enhance that anabolism part of metabolism, so we can rebuild, so we can reduce stress, so we can do all those things. How about you stay hydrated? You drink some water, right? That way we make sure digestion's flowing, right? Yeah. We're not getting too backed up. We're absorbing what we need. We're not getting dehydrated chronically, adding more stress to a system, reducing healing. Maybe we hack our metabolism by being hydrated.
Being your Being dehydrated definitely slows your body down in general.
What if we hack our metabolism by eating like an adult? Maybe we have some vegetables. Maybe we eat foods that make us feel good in the amounts that help us make progress. Maybe we control and ensure we're getting enough to recover from the breakdown, but we're not pushing that anabolism to a point where we're gaining so much extra tissue that it keeps us further away from our goals. We eat like an adult, we measure, manage, we succeed. If we don't like vegetables, maybe we take some Jocko Greens. Maybe we take some Jocko Greens with our vegetables like I've been doing lately. You know, we eat like an adult. Maybe we hack our metabolism by getting some steps in, right? Maybe we walk, right? Maybe we increase our non-exercise activity-based thermogenesis by moving and fidgeting. Maybe we stand up when we work. Yeah. That's a good hack right there. Yeah. Maybe we move a little bit more, right? Maybe we do the ultimate hack.
This is my favorite one.
The ultimate hack to our metabolism. And we actually engage in focused training and get jacked and put some muscle on.
Build muscle mass, period.
Maybe that's how we hack our metabolism. We get freaking jacked, right?
Muscle tissue is way more metabolically active than fat tissue.
And by way more, I mean if you were super freaking jacked compared to someone else, you'd burn like 100 more calories a day, if even.
Yeah.
But
more.
You'd be jacked. And you'd hack your metabolism, right?
Compound that over days and weeks and months and years, and now we're talking.
Right. So there are my top metabolism hacks. If you would like to give me $99.95 for them, I will package them up in an ebook and ship it your way. But that is how you hack your metabolism, folks. Get some sleep, drink some water, eat like an adult, move around a little bit, and engage in training so you can actually progress linearly and get jacked and build some muscle. Metabolism hacks. I'm an influencer now. Oh yeah, and make sure you're eating the liver that a caveman would eat while going vegan and avoiding
$300 of supplements,
avoiding carbohydrates. And yes, those things too.
That sounds terrible.
Get the heck out of here with those metabolism hacks. Ain't nobody got time for that. Actually, millions on millions of people have time for that, and that's why these guys continue to exist.
Yep.
So there's my quick answer on metabolism hacks. The next question that you brought us with: all metabolisms are not created equal. They're not. I'm sorry. It's just a fact of life. Krista asked, if you have a fast metabolism, do you need more calories to stay the same weight than someone who is equal in every other way? Gender, height, weight, and activity level. And the answer is yes. If you truly have a faster metabolism than your equivalent twin, then of course, you would require more calories to exist at whatever level you're trying to be at, which maintenance is kind of a misnomer. In biology, things are improving or they're dying. Nothing really ever stays the same. But the gross overarching answer is sure. But what is a fast metabolism? How would we know it's faster? Why would we care? Right? There are too many nuances in that question that just got glazed over. Oh, we're the same height and the same gender. Are we exactly the same height? Are we exactly the same gender? Cool, maybe we can figure that out close enough. We're the same weight and we're the same activity level. Are we DEXA scanning the same amount of lean tissue? Or do we show up on our same scales irrespectively? One of us dressed, one of us not. We look like we're in the same ballpark, same whatever.
Is visceral fat the same? Are your bones the same size? I mean,
right.
The list goes on.
So now we're getting to this weird comparison syndrome where it's no longer possible to compare apples to apples. There's too much variability in there. And the last point you mentioned, we have the same activity level. What's that mean? Do we have the same years under the bar, the same years at the activity, the same adaptation, the same ability to create intensity, the same adaptation to that activity, the same efficiency?
I mean, down to muscle fibers being different types.
Type one, type two. Like, are we identical twins here? Or are we just assuming things? Are we actually tracking to the same degree to ensure we're taking in the same amount of calories? Well, are bites, licks, and tastes the same? Yeah. Are overages when we go out to eat and vacation the same? It doesn't matter. Yeah. It doesn't matter. So let's say, for instance, Montgomery 1 and Montgomery 2 over here, my identical twin. Let's say my metabolism is faster and it's not based on better sleep, better hydration, better eating like an adult, not a higher level of NEAT, and one's more jacked than the other. Someone is just metabolically less efficient, and the act of living requires more energy. Yes.
Yeah.
The hyperactive metabolic Montgomery would require more calories to stay the same. Who really cares?
Right. What does that mean to you?
Because we can't gauge this, we can't worry about this, we can't focus on this, we can't control it, and we can't fix it. What we can do is worry less about how metabolically active we are, worry less about our metabolic rate, worry less about these genetic factors, age, training efficacy, intensity production, or whatever. We worry less about all those things that we can't immediately control, and we control the one thing we can: piloting that fork into our mouth holes. Because by controlling that over time, we figure out what gets us further down the path we want to tread, what holds us where we're at in a plateau, and what takes a step backwards and keeps us from moving forward. That's how we control our metabolic rate in practice. The rest of it's just theory. And yeah, we could look at hormonal things, and we could look at lifestyle, and we could look at all these things, but at the end of the day, it doesn't matter. We're either getting better or we're getting worse. If we're getting better, we want to keep doing what we're doing. If we're getting worse, we want to ask ourselves what we're doing incorrectly that's within our control and our powers to positively influence moving forward. And once we're asking those questions, we can start getting answers that will lead us in the direction we want to head. So, you know, I cannot impact my metabolic rate. I could fidget. I could wear a weight vest while I'm walking around. I could do all these things to increase my NEAT. I could do all this stuff too. You know, and that's fine. That's activity. That's movement. That's helping me get jacked. That's awesome. I could drink water. I could do all this stuff. The main thing I can do is I could circle back to that favorite hack of mine, eating like an adult, making sure I'm eating foods that I love, that love me back, that make me feel good, in the amounts that are appropriate for me to earn the outcomes I desire. And if we're doing that, catabolism and anabolism are going to balance out just fine, and we're going to move down the direction we want to go. And I think that is you know, what the ultimate answer is when we talk about these things is, I want to make progress.
Yeah.
What do I need to do that? There's no hack that's going to fix that. What it is showing up and doing the work, trusting the process, following the directions our coaches guide us in, collecting the best possible information we can, and giving our coach the best possible chance of determining the next direction or the next right step for us to continue heading in the direction we want to head. And yeah, metabolism's involved in that, but
if we can't,
it's the outcome.
Change it, why are we worried about it? Like, if it's not something we can fix, and there isn't a hack, and this isn't something that's actually physically, medically broken in your body, like an organ that's not functioning, I mean, then why?
I mean, even if there is, right? Like what's your blood panel say? What's your doctor say?
Well, we can address those things.
Right. Are we controlling what we can control?
Yeah.
And the thing is, again, Montgomery 1, Montgomery 2, one of them burns 200 less calories a day. or one of them burns 200 calories more a day. Great. He gets to eat another piece of bread. Fantastic. I'm so happy for him. It's not going to matter in the grand scheme because metabolic differences like that, by and large, are not as significant as we've told ourselves they are. Oh, it's my slow metabolism. You know, that's why I was 40 pounds overweight, 50 pounds overweight, my slow metabolism, my bad genetics. No, I ate too much. Yeah. Repeatedly, over and over and over again. And that's why I was able to put on 45 times 3,500, a whole lot of calorie surplus. Because I overate consistently, year after year. And it wasn't my metabolism that was broken. It was my restraint. It was my decision-making process. It was my ability to accept reality and be responsible for what I was doing to myself. That's what was broken. Fixing that magically made that metabolic rate not even matter to me. So I think that's the thing we want to focus on. Yeah, some people got it easier. Man.
That's life.
Oh, well. Some people were born 6'8" and could dunk at 10 years old. Oh, well. You know, we can't fix those things. We can control what we can control. You know, you don't always get to, you know, control the cards you were dealt, but you can figure out how you're going to play the game. So that's where I think we're at with that. If I missed anything, Krista, let me know. If anybody else has anything, let me know. I think we just blazed through that one.
Yeah.
We're up. It's time for the free-for-all if anybody has any questions.
Give you a little time before brisket time and date night?
I haven't seen any comments, man. I must have just blinded everybody with science on this one, man. That's fine. I'm fine with that. I will bring up a couple things. I think we beat this dead horse enough. But if you want to get in on the first in coaching cohort, we are shutting it down at midnight. And what I mean by that is I wake up in the morning and I see you submitted it after like 1 a.m., 2 a.m. because you were out partying. You did not follow directions. Ergo, that is not a good first step. Yeah. So we have a great group of people we're looking at now, but always looking for anybody else. So if you missed it, look in the pinned post. It is a test. It is a test if you can navigate the group, if you've been around enough to know where things go. The next thing I want to bring up to everybody is remember, first in for the win. Guys, tell your friends, tell your homies, tell your family. Tell them we can help them with their metabolism. We don't need to fix it. We don't need to speed it up. We don't need to hack it. We can just help them balance their intake to ergo control that catabolism, anabolism equation that equals metabolism, and we can make all that work. Val, so good that you joined us when we are about to sign off. Thank you.
Right at the end.
Came in right when we're about to log out of here because nobody has any questions.
Yeah.
And what kind of Q&A is there when there's no questions? And to be honest, it's date night. And to be even more honest, there's brisket involved.
There is.
And I love you guys, but talking to myself versus being able to go eat brisket and have a date with this one, which means we're going to sit on the couch and probably be on our phones talking to you guys because we don't ever stop working. That still sounds desirable, right? Yeah. I don't want to downplay that. I think there's popcorn.
There is popcorn.
I think there's creamy.
There's creamy.
Getting that milk ice cream. John Con Jimmy said, I got new Finn swag today. Aww. Super excited to wear the new belt.
Wear it, rock it. You got... You definitely have one of the belts. Guys, there are different belts.
My man reached that operator.
Enjoy
status.
That one.
That's a cool an elite one. That's an elite one, operator.
That's a cool one.
That's the one I wear.
There are, you'll see different belts and different buckles at different milestones in your journey.
Gotta earn them, fam. Gotta earn them. Much like traps.
Yeah. For anybody who's
some
been here.
Some things can't be bought.
If you've been here a while and you have not gotten something yet, it's coming. I'm working through the list. It took us 2 years to get all this swag together. So now I'm playing catch up of like a couple hundred people.
And John, now you see when we said like it's a lot to catch up on, like we weren't kidding. There's a lot we had to catch up on. So we apologize for those delays. We're working on getting our logistics train rolling a little bit more effectively.
We'll get there. It's testing my organizational skills.
Testing your organs?
I'll get there. What?
I don't know.
My organs are fine.
My little frame here is messed up. I don't know what's going on. I gotta fix that frame. I can't fix it now. I'm gonna fix it later.
Val got some stuff too. Yes, you did, Val.
A lot of people should be getting stuff. A lot of people should be getting stuff, man. It's it took us a little bit to get it out. It took us 2 years to actually get it all in. Thanks, patches. But yeah, someone had this brilliant idea that we should do patches and themes, and it's
cool now.
It took forever.
Now it's a good idea.
Yeah. Try going back when you're giving someone 7 designs to get figured out and proofed when they've got to send samples and stuff, and you got switched through 3 different case reps over the courses. It was a good time. It was a good time. But now we get to rock them. That means John will be rocking his operator belt at the muster.
Ooh, yes.
Pretty pumped, man. Pretty pumped for that. Well, all right, guys. I think that's it. Krista either tuned out. started looking at Ozempic or whatever else she was Googling, and we metabolically deactivated her. So, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for spending your Saturday, Saturday with us. Thanks for sending in your questions. Thanks for patiently waiting for your swag. And thank you, first and foremost, for being first in. We're going to go eat some brisket. We're going to go date each other. And we're going to have an awesome night. We hope you do the same. Thanks, y'all. We're out of here.